You're very welcome back to Daisha Today, this festive season. Definitely a time of year when we start to dream, or I know I do, of even more extended holidays from work. And we question if we really need to return to that 9-to-5 in the new year. Well, back in April of this year, if you remember, that became a reality for some lucky person or persons who bought that winning national lottery ticket worth 4 million euro in Tramore Post Office. As news started to trickle down through at the time, we officially confirmed the ticket sale in our 8 a.m. news bulletin on the 23rd of April.
Your latest WLR news live on radio, smart speaker, mobile and WLRFM.com. This is Ireland's local station of the year.
The National Lottery has officially confirmed that the winning ticket for Saturday's Lotto jackpot worth 4 million euro was sold at Tramore Post Office. With more, here's Kyle Butler.
This latest win marks the sixth Lotto jackpot victory of 2025, with previous winners hailing from Louth, Dublin, Kerry, Limerick and Kilkenny. The Tramore ticket holder also becomes the 11th National Lottery Millionaire of the Year. Representatives from the National Lottery will visit Tramore Post Office this afternoon. The National Lottery has extended its congratulations to the latest winner and encourages all players to check their tickets.
By lunchtime, celebrations were in order and the National Lottery came to town, with Kyle Butler popping down to the post office to witness the buzz of it all for himself. I was on the news desk that day and here's how it all happened. The National Lottery confirmed this morning the winning ticket for Saturday's 4 million euro lotto jackpot was sold at Tramore Post Office. The Tramore ticket holder becomes the 11th National Lottery Millionaire of the Year. Speaking to WLR at Tramore Post Office this afternoon, Postmaster Sean Martin says there's lots of local speculation.
Well, it's obviously a few draws, so therefore it's someone that's obviously in the syndicate, we presume, and hopefully it is, because, you know, the more that get a share of it, the better. Yeah, this is our biggest win. We've had a few in winning streak, and I think we had a 10,000 lottery ticket winner, but no, this is our biggest one, so we're hugely delighted.
Sean Martin, postmaster extraordinaire at Tramore Post Office, joined Maria on Daisha Today the following morning, with scenes of jubilation still very much happening in the background. Maria herself was on a mission to uncover the identity of that ticket owner, but Sean could not be moved.
Imagine winning 4 million. That lucky person who bought that ticket in Tramore Post Office. I hope they know by now that they've won and they've made contact with the lotto. But Sean Martin is postmaster at Tramore Post Office, and Tramore Post Office sold that ticket. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
The excitement must be unreal there. It's not quite, but almost as good as winning the amount of money yourselves.
Yeah, not quite. But look, we're absolutely thrilled to have sold the winning ticket, and probably even more excited for the lucky winner. We do think it's a local, because we don't sell a huge amount of tickets to tourists, so that's a huge positive. And I suppose on behalf of myself, my wife Olive, and our two staff, Carolyn and Louise, we'd like to offer our heartfelt congratulations to the winner, but more importantly, hope. And wish them all a very good health, happiness and spending as they spend that 4 million quid. And, you know, I suppose dreams do come true sometimes.
And when did you get the call? Like, when were you aware that...
We didn't get the call until Tuesday. And actually, I had about 4 or 5 missed calls on my phone. And funny enough, my daughter then texted me and said, "Dad, you know, the winning ticket was sold in Tramore." And when I was looking at her text, I then saw a text from the National Lottery, and I said, "Oh, maybe we've done it," you know. So it is good news. It's great for the town, and it's great for that person that won it. Our persons, we still don't know, is it a person or is it a syndicate? But look, we wish that person all the very best in spending that money, and hopefully he'll spend it and spend it wisely.
The buzz must be unreal out there.
Well, it is. Like, the first thing this morning here now, we customers coming in, and one person, you know, playing the drums and saying, "Here comes the winner." So, yeah, look, it creates a bit of buzz around, and look, for a while, people will be wondering who it is, and they'll be watching everyone's new car and say, "Was it them? Was it them?" And you know,
so, might even be you, Sean, and you're not saying.
No, I can tell him it isn't me. But if the winner is listening, the post office, this lucky post office, is up for sale. Tell him if he wants to buy something, I'll sell it.
And the winning shop gets something as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, the winning shop gets 15,000. Yeah, it does. Yeah,
that's handy, isn't it? Yeah. And is that just for you, like, or is it for the shop?
How does that work, if you don't mind my asking? It's for the shop, and obviously from the point of view, it's not like the lotto, it's not tax-free, so it's a taxable amount of money.
And have you got, like, CCTV cameras in store or anything? Because like, I'd be scrolling through looking for somebody
to see if I could identify them. The ticket was actually bought on the 9th of April. So it was someone that bought a ticket for four or five draws. So it was bought on the 9th of April that someone said, look, yeah, now whether they're going away on holidays or whether it's a syndicate that came in. But like we do a fair bit of lot of tickets here. So, yeah, it'd be draining now to go look at a CCTV and see who won it. No, I wouldn't be interested.
I'll come out and do it for you. I'm dying to know. And it was a quick pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a quick pick. So it just goes to show you, you know, dreams at times do come true.
And the person needs to get in touch with the lotto now, don't they?
Yeah, look. Hopefully that person knows that they're a winner, and that someone hasn't that ticket stashed somewhere in their car or in their pocket or something. But it is important that, you know, if someone in Tramore has bought a ticket in Tramore Post Office Wednesday the 9th, check your tickets and make sure you have it and have it safe, and do make contact with the National Lottery.
Okay, well, congratulations on selling the winning ticket and bringing a great buzz to Tramore, and hopefully best of luck to whoever has won it. Thanks, Sean.
Okay, thanks, mate.
See you, bye-bye. That is Sean Martin there, postmaster at Tramore Post Office.
So there you have it. A very lucky start to the year for one person or a syndicate. And 8 months later, Maria McCann, Godlover, is still none the wiser as to who bought that winning ticket. But as Sean himself said, it is the stuff of dreams. And if you're listening this morning, and if that was you, I hope you've enjoyed every second of it. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this.